The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
I was totally cool with this, and then I interviewed Rich Scioli for my podcast today. He's our talk radio guy in Philly, and he's against it. He said this is a bad slippery slope where the government starts taking over the payment systems and that we shouldn't want that. And now I'm rethinking my position.
I don't like slippery slopes.
So Dana Perino, we love Dana. She's so gorgeous. She's an Eagles fan, and she is a fan of our own, the one and only, great Rich Scioli. She's got a guy in Philly, Rich Scioli. Hey, you.
Hey, I love that music. It's very familiar to me. What is that? Is that...
That's your theme song, baby.
Rich, that's your theme song.
Oh, right. Okay, that's what I knew I heard it somewhere. That's right. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, Dawn. Thank you for having me on your show, first of all. I texted Dana. This is what I said to her. I said, listen to this. I said, I'm going on another radio show to promote your podcast, The Dawn Stensland Show in Philly.
Whoop,
huge.
Whoop.
With moms.
Yes.
That's what I said. That's what I texted Dana.
We love
Dana.
She
said, love that in all caps.
Aw.
So.
They love you. I mean, she does. She loves you. You're like the Dana whisperer. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what. I'm lucky. It's amazing because years ago when we were back in afternoons together, you probably remember this.
I do.
She had her book and she came in studio and we hit it off. We became friends. And then years later, I saw her at a Christmas party at Fox News for all the radio affiliates. And we just started talking. This was like right before COVID. And she gave me her cell phone number. She's like, text me. And then we just became buddies. And she's helped me so much at Fox. And her podcast is awesome because, you know, she's trying to appeal. I'll tell you exactly what she said. She said, I do it in a way that's accessible for people who want to know enough to be conversant if desired, but don't need to be in the weeds or to get upset or angry. And I think your show is very much like that, Dawn. So mm-hmm. We need more of that. It's good. It's good stuff.
So just go on. You know, we all follow her anyway, but go on there and click on it, subscribe to it. And what did you, so you changed her, and I heard you talking about this last night, you changed her view on the whole penny thing, right?
Yeah.
Because
Trump wants to cancel the penny.
So I was in the car. So I heard, because I don't watch the five, but I'll have them on the app, and then I have you on the other thing in the car. You know what
Good
I mean?
Answer.
I have it all. I don't, right. Even if I have it on at the house, because now I have
Dan to. Dan listens to me even when he's watching porn, by the way.
You like that revelation today?
That was like, I was like, oh. Like, it's, you know. But I have Scioli in the afternoon. Like, I have you. Rich is on in the big. I put a big screen in the kitchen. Larry's like, really? Then I have the other. So I have in every room. So you're in the kitchen, and then usually Dana and the five, they're on in the living room. So I have like, you know what I mean? I have it all going.
Yeah,
but but then when I was picking up David, because now I'm in car line in the afternoon.
Wait.
What? What?
You have kids? Your boys? You should talk about that more, Dawn. I think
should.
People would like to know more about your family.
I know,
you
it's a shocker. Never talk right. about them.
I love that that's what you hone in on, not the fact that she was sitting in a car line. You think Dawn Sensel would have a driver for her children.
Listen, right.
Exactly. Security detail, team, you know.
Oh, my God.
Agents.
You know this. I still have one of his football coaches is like, you never got me that Scioli Army T-shirt. I'm like, I'm not giving you mine, dude. So I still got to get him one.
Don't you know somebody there? I feel like you could get this done.
I promised it, you know. But no, David goes, why don't they just make the pennies out of something else, like plastic or rubber? Just make them out of something else. That was David's.
Idea.
He's like, Dad, tell Rich. All the guys listen to you. The coaches listen to you. The high school guys. Not the girls. We won't talk about them. You know, is there all?
Why don't girls like Rich Scioli?
Well,
why don't women like me? What's going on here?
No, not you. I just mean the girls tend to be a little more woke. You know what I mean?
This is like high school all over again.
This is high school.
You know, they just want to be my friend.
Yes.
I'm in the friend zone with them.
But all the guys think you're cool. So they're all like, tell Scioli, just make the penny out of something cheaper. So
yeah,
it doesn't cost
the
3 cents.
That's a great idea. That's actually a really brilliant idea, because if we're really worried about cost, then just find a cheaper way to make the penny. It's brilliant.
You know?
Brilliant. Yeah.
And then you could use it like, you could use the penny for, you know, like when you go to the restaurant and the table is kind of like tipping, like it's, you know what I mean? Then you put the penny underneath. And
well,
it's
my wedding
penny.
Ring is rubber now. I got a rubber wedding ring because I lost it twice. Not at strip clubs or anything like that. It's just I take it off and I fidget with it. And sure.
Things were admitted on today's show, right?
Yeah. Sure, you know, Zioli. I take it off and I fidget with it, and then I forget to put it back on. Or the other day when I was baking bread with Reagan, I have to take it off to bake bread, and then I lose it. And then, so I just got a rubber wedding ring. So that's not a bad idea. Did you make the penny like the same thing?
Let's make the penny.
Yeah.
Make it cheaper. So how are you? Everybody, everywhere I go, they're like, how's Rich doing? Oh, my gosh. You know, how are you doing? They're not going to have to amputate or anything, are they?
Well, we don't know. We'll find out on Friday. Yeah, no, we'll find out Friday. You're very kind to ask. So, yeah, so this is interesting. I hope everybody listens to the podcast with Dana because we talked about the penny. We had the great penny debate. But we also got into Josh Shapiro for 2028, Dawn.
Ooh.
And she asked me a question at the end. Do I think John Fetterman will switch parties? And do I think John Fetterman would run for president? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to say what my answers were,
but
people should go listen to the podcast. But I was very Pennsylvania focused in terms of what we talked about with on the show yesterday. And then I did Fela, who's insane. I mean, he's crazy. Like, he's getting crazier.
He is so funny, though. I mean, he is genuinely so funny. And the two of you together, when you're on his show, are great.
The truth is that we hate each other's guts. So when we leave,
it's
that's true. 100%. We actually fight in the hallway and then we pretend like we're buddies on the air and on a show.
It's like two toddlers wrestling.
It's not true. How are the kids?
Kids are good. They're great. So Friday, I got to get the surgery. Now, here's where we stand on all this. And they took out the PICC line where I was getting the IV antibiotics and fentanyl. And that was self-imposed, obviously.
Stop.
Now I'm on oral antibiotics. Friday, they're going to open up my foot. They're going to check and make sure all the staph infection's gone. Assuming that it's gone, they're going to put in a bone graft. They got to take bone from my hip. Ankle and put it into my toe and then fuse it. And then I got to wait 6 to 12 weeks before I can put any pressure on it. So I'm going to be hobbling around like a gimp. Poor Bridget. I mean, first of all, this is I can't believe my wife stayed with me.
She's
amazed with all these surgeries. It's like when sickness and in health, she had no idea what she was signing up for. None whatsoever.
So what are you going to do for Valentine's Day?
Well, I'm going to have her feed me chicken broth soup. I mean, she's going to have to nurse me on Valentine's Day. What can I say? What can I tell you?
Oh, my goodness.
So are you able to, like, move around, or?
The doctor even heard me on the show mocking the fact that I'm not going to follow his instructions. And he heard me say that because I was going to New York, and I'm like, I'm not going to listen to this guy. I'm going to go to a bar after we tape Fela's show. And he goes, I heard what you said. You're really cute and funny. I'm going to cast you up to your ass so that you can't move the leg. That's what he said.
Or do anything.
Oh, you're actually
going to wake
serious
up from the surgery, and you're not going to be able. You're going to be in a complete body cast if you keep this up.
Like, you're a humorous person, but when we're push comes to shove, it's a pretty serious situation where we're talking about actually potentially losing a limb. So I mean,
like
try to take the doctor's advice, right?
Yeah, no, he's not wrong. When I was at Cooper and I was in the hospital for 7 days and we went into the OR and the doctor said to me, this guy, Dr. Malilly, he's a great guy. He's a great doctor. He said, we're here today to save your foot. Mm. And then he showed Bridget some pictures of the x-ray where the infection was. And my wife almost fainted in the operating room.
Aww.
I said, does anyone have any crackers or ginger ale? Like, you're not feeling well? I said, no, my wife. She can't handle seeing any of those pictures. So, but she's a saint. Bridget is a saint.
She is
Saint Bridget.
She's Saint Bridget. We love Bridget. We love the kids. I love your little videos, like when you're making something with Reagan.
Did you hear her call me Fat Daddy the other day?
I wasn't going to bring it up.
Fat Daddy. She's my Reagan. Sassy Reagan. Fat Daddy.
It's always the baby. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's always the baby. They get away with murder. Fat Daddy. And now you have to, like, hashtag that, like Zioli Army. Like, Fat Daddy. You know what I mean?
Well, is it F-A-T or is it P-H-A-T?
P-H-A-T.
P-H-A-T. Okay, Fat Daddy.
Definitely.
That's a good thing, man, right?
Right.
Be careful, baby.
Did Mama Zioli, did she get her Pulitzer yet for doing the investigation into the Chinese balloons?
You know, it's interesting you say that. She's the one who uncovered Doge, too. She did. And she called me the other day. She said, they're spending all our money. That's what she said. No joke.
See, and she was right.
Yeah.
And the latest executive order, this is crazy, putting this one out. And Dan's all triggered now on it. Because now the executive order last night tells me so much more. It's like the puzzle on, you know, it's like the reveal, because now the latest executive order is making this a special department. And then Trump will name a director of this new DOGE department. And it's all about the software and the IT. And they're going to create all of the software to go in like medical leeches into Zioli's foot to eat out the infection. Like, you know what I mean? Like, seriously, that's what I used earlier, the like Elon the plumber with the, you know what I mean? They're basically trying to go in there and find and root out all of this, you know, government. I don't know. It sounds like some, I always think of you. It sounds like somebody's getting the VIG, Rich, and it's more than like $20 that you're tipping the maitre d'.
I think that Dan made a great point, which is I don't fully trust Elon Musk, and I'm worried about him taking advantage of Trump's good intentions here for his own purposes. And I think it's important for all of us to remember something about Elon Musk. He was a Democrat. He was a liberal. He's the guy that brought the electric vehicle to the masses and pushed very, very hard for EV rebates, incentives, even mandates, too. He's very left on climate change. When President Trump was on the show with him on the X Spaces many months ago during the campaign, and they talked about climate change, Elon was very much saying that it's a real thing, that CO2 and the carbon emissions, it's a real problem. So, yeah, I think we should be suspicious of Elon's intentions. I don't think it's necessarily like he's Lex Luthor and is trying to get our social security numbers and harvest us. But there are certainly people around him. I just think we have to remember that with every positive, there comes an unintended consequence to all of this. And so we should be very mindful of that. No question about it.
I knew you'd have, you know, because I think of now this is questioning the power of the executive branch, right? Because this is all the creation within the executive branch. There'll be all these. It'll probably go to the Supreme Court of the United States, I bet.
Can I ask Rich a question?
Of course you can.
How much do you think this is based in his desire for intellectual property? Because you look at his purchase of X Twitter, and you can kind of go back and look. Yeah, there was definitely the censorship issue. But for being honest, he's building artificial intelligence. He wants to use, you know, the data of Twitter X to help build that. What do you think his involvement in the whole Trump thing is genuine, you know, for good, to help Trump? How much of it do you think is for his desire for an IP? Because if we're being honest now, Elon Musk, the world's richest man, owns the IP to all of our data, does he not?
Depends on what sort of government contracts they signed. I mean, I don't know the answer to that. That's a good question, though. It's a very important point you're raising. If he enters into a contract with the United States of America and clearly it states that this is property of the American people, then I would say no. Are they doing that due diligence? I hope so. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, previously under Obama, remember when the whole Obamacare, when the website crashed? So this department existed, but now what they're doing, they're redefining it. So from what I mean, if you look at the executive order, that's all we have to go on right now. But what they're doing is they're actually creating that it's not an outside entity, and probably for the exact reason that we're talking about, it's now the U.S. government. It's a temporary branch, if you will, you know, not a branch, but a temporary department that they're gonna work out of to use IT and new software that they're gonna create. But I infer that it's government owned. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not outsourced anymore. It used to be.
So here's what I said on the show yesterday. My show was, I think we have to all think of the, I don't want a failure of imagination here. We got to think like George Orwell, 1984. We know Trump has good intentions, but it's the person after Trump I'm worried about. You know, the Democrat after Trump is the one I'm worried about. So I'll ask this to Dan. What do you think is the worst case scenario of what some authoritarian minded Democrat who becomes president of the United States would do with all this stuff?
I look at what was happening with corporations, and they had to abide by certain standards to get certain things, you know, and I look at the privatization, the individualization of that, and us having to abide by certain standards similar to the ESG ratings that corporations had to stand by in order to get certain loans and all that. And I worry, you look over at China again with their social credit system that they have over there, where decisions they make in their social lives affect how others view them based on a score that's given by the government. And I fear that Elon, being very public in the past about wanting to lead the quote WeChat of the U.S. through X, I'm concerned that this is a large step in his desire to essentially run what will become United States version of China's social credit system.
But do we have evidence that that's what this is? In other words, my husband, kind of like Zioli with the wedding ring, my husband loses everything. We have those little, he does. It's ridiculous.
What's his name? I don't know.
We call him Lair Bear.
Do you have a romantic nickname you use for him?
Lair Bear.
Oh, Lair Bear. I see. I haven't heard that before. That's interesting. You should use that more.
I thought his name was Gary this entire time.
Gary.
I thought she was married to Gary Arnell this entire time. Listen to me.
Not Barry Sanders.
But we have those trackers. We have those trackers in his coat, in his wallet, in his car. We have the trackers everywhere. If I could put him in his shoes, I would put him in the shoes. So my point is, isn't that really what this is? Aren't they basically making sure that they have a number and a tracker on everything so that they can do the audits? That's what I thought the software, the purpose of this was.
I worry that as we go down this road of digital, and this brings us back to the penny conversation that I had with Dana, there are people like the bond villains at the World Economic Forum, for example, who have openly said they want digital currency so they can monitor all of our purchases. And imagine if you're buying too much red meat and they decide to rate you a certain way based on your climate score. Because your cars already track you. I mean, your car, under federal law now, all new cars have to have these recorders in there, like a black box on an airplane. And insurance companies are getting that data. And then they're gonna use that to increase your premiums by saying you speed a lot or you stop short too much. And the cars are all talking to each other and it's for our safety, but we're being monitored all the time. And then in New Jersey, the Easy Pass, the company that New Jersey used for this was bought by China. So now China owns the NJ Easy Pass. Congressman Van Drew was talking about this the other day. I'm very worried about a day in the future in which everything that's digital is used by the government for purposes that we are going to regret one day because they decided that we're bad on climate change. You know, we'll each get a carbon footprint rating, and then they'll also track what kind of food we're eating. And then if you eat too much, then they're going to use that for medical insurance data.
Oh, you
and
said
everything
that
else.
Men can't play in women's sports, Rich. You're not allowed to get that loan anymore.
Well, I got grandfathered in, Dan. I
he's not playing women's sports. Nothing.
Anybody there's no sports with me, please. No sports. I'm a one-legged gimp. I'm a pirate. I'm basically,
my left foot.
I told the doctor, if you remove the foot, you better remove the eye too, because I want to do the whole thing. At that point, I'm identifying as a pirate. I'm going all in.
Rich the only show.
You know, I love you. I listen to you. We love you. All the high school guys love you. The college guys love you. They're all listening.
It's weird to hear you say that, though. I mean, the guys love me. It's just, I don't know.
Well, I mean, the moms love you too.
Thank you. That's what I want to hear. Chicks dig me. Can you just say that?
Chicks
dig me. Is that so wrong?
The moms walking around Wegmans with the,
the
yoga pants. They're all, I love Rich. They're all, you know what they have in their iPad? In their earpiece?
What?
Rizzioli.
I don't know, Dawn. They might have the Dawn Stenson show on like I do when I'm in Wegmans, which I was doing today when I was texting Dan after Dan was revealing his porn addiction to everybody.
Are you serious, Rich?
Love you, man. I'm still your Padawan.
Love you, Dawn. Bye.
Great Rizzioli.
Bye, Dan.
Light candles and pray for him for Friday, this surgery. I'm a little nervous.
Dawn Stenson from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.